But when it's only motivation without instruction, you're gonna get confusion.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead healthy from ministry to the marketplace. My name is Brad, and as always, I'm here with Pastor Mark Q.
Hello.
PQ. Great leaders have big dreams and expect the best from those that they are leading. But sometimes employees or volunteers, they underachieve, underperform, or completely miss the most important values. What's going on here?
Listen, it's always easier to point, you know, if you were with us right now, you'd see I'm pointing outwardly. It's always easier to point outwardly than it is to turn that finger around and point it to yourself.
So to look at the other people that are underperforming
of
and saying,
course,
their fault.
Of course, it's their fault, although they're not this. I knew, you know, it's the worst. That's actually unhealthy leadership. Mm. A healthy leader first looks at themselves like, maybe I didn't communicate it the best way, or maybe I didn't use the right metaphor. Maybe I didn't remember. Words create pictures, right? Maybe I didn't draw the right picture. Maybe I didn't give them an example. Some people perform better if you show them what it looks like when it's done. I mean, I think that's kind of the reason why when we buy something, they give you a diagram, but then at the end, it's fully completed. Now, real men don't actually read those. We just put it together intuitively, right? Mm-hmm. And it always comes out right. At least when I put stuff together, there's always 9 bolts and 4 screws that are left over. But hey, it still works. But I think what happens is we don't paint the right picture.
Right.
Too. So there's a lot of reasons why in our own leadership, we should be looking at first instead of pointing the finger outwardly.
Right. So your results are usually attached to how you're leading.
I think your results are attached to how you're not only leading, but I think your results are attached to how well you're communicating.
Right.
You know, in that sense.
Of course. So, I mean, what are a few of the reasons why people might fail to perform well? I mean, we're talking this and so there's an ownership factor to this, not playing the blame game, but rather taking ownership. But, you know, what are some of the reasons that we can lead better, that we can lead our people better to make sure that they are performing well? What are some of the factors, the reasons that they might fail to perform?
Yeah, one, I think, so for example, if you're wanting someone to do something or a team to do something or accomplish something, I found there's a lot, but these four are always prevalent. These four always exist. I think the first one is they don't know what they're supposed to do. Like we've encouraged them, we've motivated them, man, we're shouting up and down, we're high-fiving, this is going to be amazing, and then we're out of there, and they're kind of going, yeah, it's going to be amazing. And there's a pile of wood sitting there, and they're like, hey, what do we do with this 2x4? So I think one of the reasons why it's we get frustrated at the end, knowing healthy leaders look at themselves first, the first reason I found is that they don't just actually don't know what they're supposed to do.
Right.
I don't think we're clear. I think we're high on motivation sometimes, which, by the way, not a problem.
Sure.
But when it's only motivation without instruction, you're going to get confusion. So motivation without instruction is going to create confusion. So I think the first reason is they just don't know what they're supposed to be doing.
So let's talk a little bit about the what. You mentioned instructions. Right. Would it include expectations? Would it include next steps? I mean, how do we more clearly define those expectations? Right. Let's flesh the what out.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're saying, hey guys, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to put together, this team is going to put together from concept to fruition, a storage unit in the back of our building. You know, what you have to do to show, what you have to do to clarify the what is, every team member needs to know what their role is. Every team member needs to know what their responsibility is. I think roles and responsibilities are key to the what. So I think that's really, really essential. Yeah. I think the second thing, again, the list is probably 7 or 8 different things, but I know these four always exist. Mm-hmm. So the first one is they don't know what to do. And then the second one is they don't know how to do it. So there could be people on the team that you have them on a team for different reasons, but they're maybe not real mechanical, or they don't necessarily like to read instructions. They're audible. They like to hear it and then do it. So they need to know how to do it. How do I put these walls up? hey guys, what you're going to want to do is get another team member and he's going to push it up to the side. You're going to pull it up with a rope and hang that wall together. And you're going to, so you're telling them, this is where pictures come in, I think, on mm-hmm. the how. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is how we're going to do it. See how they're pulling, you show them a picture of something. See how they're nailing these walls together. See how they're doing that. This is what we're going to do here.
Right.
So I think pictures play a big role in the how.
Yeah. So, that's a training thing, right? I mean, right. How do we incorporate training into our everyday workflows? There's some of the upfront stuff, but obviously things are moving, things are popping in the organization. There almost has to be ongoing training. Yep. So how do we make sure that we know that people know how to do it?
Yeah. I typically train on site. So in other words, I think you
can. On the job training.
Exactly right.
OTJ.
I think in a classroom is phenomenal. And I think there's a certain percentage, although I think the percentage is small, of people that learn that way. But I think the deepest and most effective, indelible mark that training has is when it's done on site. Mm-hmm. So we can sit in a room and I can show you a little video about how we're going to construct this storage unit. But if we go out there and you're touching the wood and grabbing the nail and I say hit it and I demonstrate for you, because that's all video is in a classroom, is demonstrating visually, well, now I'm attacking the senses on the how. Mm-hmm. Now it's touch, now it's eyes, now it's ears, now mm-hmm. it's sound. Mm-hmm. So I think on the job. So I think there's continual like that.
Right.
You know, even in our organization, which right now is a church, you know, we always go, hey, we have people shadow our leaders because then they see the skin of the value. I can teach you the value in a classroom, mm-hmm. but you're really going to know it when you're with someone who practices that value. And then we call it the skin.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
So that's the how.
Yeah. We talked a lot about that in our delegation episode. We'll drop that in the show notes as well.
And exactly.
You can go back and know how we do training in that everyday workflow. Right. Okay. Third factor.
Their third factor is they don't know why. I think everybody needs to know the why. Mm. Why is putting this storage unit together so important? It's Florida. It's 137 degrees outside. I'm sweating like crazy. Can't we pay somebody to do this? Why am I doing it? You always have to clarify, always have to. And this is in leadership across the board, but especially when we see our either leaders, our teammates, or volunteers underperforming or missing the mark, it's usually because the why isn't really clear.
For sure.
Because if everybody can be part of the why, then they're part of the team. If they're not part of the why, they're just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. They're just doing it. I'm putting these two pieces of wood together, whatever. You can see it in their attitude. Mm-hmm. I always equate someone's attitude to the level of awareness of the why. Mm. If they don't really know the why, then they're just like I said, you're just going through the motion. You'll see it in their attitude. So they need to know the why. Hey, this is going to free up classroom space, this storage unit. We're doing this storage unit because the money we're saving by doing it ourselves, we're going to put into the homeless project that we're part of. Mm. They got to know the why.
Yeah.
And then particularly about the job, the reason, I know it may seem to you like we don't need this much wood, but let me tell you why we do. Because in Florida, we get gusts of winds and we have high thunderstorms and high winds. So we really want to construct it well. Forget about whether they agree or not. That's mm-hmm. not your issue. Mm-hmm. Your issue is to communicate the why.
Right. So they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. Right. They may not know how to do it.
Right.
They don't know why they should do right. it. And then the last one?
We just got to remember there are some obstacles that are beyond that person's control. Mm-hmm. There are just some things, you know, they're late. They couldn't, you know, the dog ate my homework. The dog, you know, pooped all over the house. The child is sick. She's teething. She's got 104 fever. We just have to remember that empathy is a big deal when we're talking about our teams. Mm-hmm. Understanding the why that lies behind things that they just can't control. I mean, you know, at the recording of this podcast, I mean, we're still in the midst of Corona. We're still in the midst of strands and different things. And there were some staff members that couldn't come to work today, yesterday, last week. Look, I get it. I understand. Be safe. Keep people safe. Stay home. Recoup. Just a level of empathy and understanding that even on our teams, there is a level of obstacles that are beyond their control. You know, mm-hmm. we started the job at 8:30. You showed up at 9:05. You're mad because that person's not there. You're already ticked. But what you don't have is the full picture. All of a sudden, they come in and just know hey, there was an accident on the interstate. Mm-hmm. There was an accident on whatever. And it, look, I tried. I actually text and you didn't get it or whatever it is. You know right. what I mean? So right. I think that's the fourth one.
Absolutely. So four reasons that your employees might be underperforming, taking ownership ourselves as
exactly
leaders.
Exactly right. I think the banner of that is always remember, don't fall into the trap that's easier to point to them than to yourself. I think that's the banner. I think that's the big idea there. And then there are four reasons. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. They don't know why they should be doing it. And then just practice empathy and understand that sometimes people don't do it right or meet the expectation because there's some obstacles in their life they can't prevent.
Love it. Great thoughts. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Come on.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.